Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today is Meridazine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Franny Eastwood. Good morning, Franny.
Good morning.
Well, as we transition from summertime and fair time, we have other things to keep our eyes on as we move into the latter part of August and on into the fall months as well, don't we?
Yes, it's hard to believe that the summer is coming to a close and some schools have already started and other schools will be starting soon, but it's here. We just wrapped up the Linn County Fair and had some great 4-H'ers, you know, doing some awesome things, and that's always fun to see. A lot of work, but always great to see these kids year after year bringing some projects and just showing how much work they've put into them. So closing out the fair season is always kind of bittersweet and moving on to other things. But we do have some exciting things that we'll be doing moving into, like you said, the latter part of summer, moving into fall. We have a lot of nutrition and health programming going on in the Meridazine District. I'm lucky enough as an agent to have a few different support staff under me helping me. I have two nutrition educators that we have under our federal nutrition grant that go into different schools, senior centers. They're in the libraries a lot over the summer, and now as we're moving into the fall season, they'll be back in the schools, in the senior centers, and doing nutrition classes. Also have a program assistant that helps cover where those two nutrition educators can't cover, going and doing a lot of health and nutrition programming. We've got some exciting things that we're planning for the fall. Of course, always teaching, you know, the food groups and eating healthy, exercise. Extension has come out just in the last several years with some great exercise programs for not only the young and healthy, like Walk Kansas, where you're logging miles and tracking things, but also for older adults that are just, you know, hoping to maintain, keep their balance, prevent having any falls. And so it's really been an exciting time the last several years of being able to start some of these programs for older adults, maintain their independence and stay healthy. So we will be rolling out several programs throughout the end of 2023 and beginning of 2024. And the best way, really, to keep track of what we're doing is our Facebook page. If you go to the Meridazine Extension District Facebook page, we always post what we're doing on there. If you're not a Facebook user, we do have our website, Meridazine Extension District website, or you can always just come by our office in Mound City or Paola, and we always have flyers on the different classes and things that we're doing. Come by and just see what we're up to if you're not a computer user, and, you know, we always try to do our best to keep everyone in the loop and have, you know, different programming for all different ages. So we're excited. I think it's going to be another great year as we close out the summer and move on to new things.
And really for you all, there really isn't necessarily ever a closeout. It's just kind of a continuing cycle to some extent, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And every year is different. You know, there's no one year that looks the same because we're always getting new classes and different programming and trying to keep it interesting and fresh for the people that are wanting to learn new things and wanting to improve their lives.
Anything else you'd like to talk about today, Franny?
That's it for today.
Okay, sounds good. We'll talk with you again soon.
Thank you. Coming up
tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub.